Celebrate Valentine's Day. Order your love horoscope report from russellgrant.com and russellgrant.mobi.
Hello Taurus, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, February the 10th, and the whole week ahead. Now Venus, your ruling planet, is moving into Pisces. This is beautiful. Beautiful because it really gives a softness and a tenderness to your plans for the future. It also means you're going to make and meet new people and make new friends. And all in all, the stars around you now with Venus moving into your 11th house is good for you to bring out the best in you and the best in others. And here's your Sunday stars, very much linking to that Venus transit from yesterday. As she moves more and more into your 11th house, check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life, Venus in the 11th. This is making new friends, especially one friend where it might be more than a friendship, because Venus is love. And so there is love coming into your life over the next few weeks, which could change the whole of your world, bigger, bolder, and better than you ever imagined. And here's your Monday stars. The moon's in Capricorn today, and for you as a Piscean, this is a very good time for you to start to alter so many things of your life in an unusual way. But also friendships. Friendships are very good and very important for you now. And the reason being is that you have to really bring people into your world and into your life. The Capricorn energy around you is good for so many things, but especially for looking ahead and thinking about journeys and travel to far distant places. And here's your Tuesday stars. If you put Mercury and Jupiter together, then things are prone to exaggeration. Now, whether that's coming from you to others or them to you, but keep a little pinch of salt handy. It's not a bad aspect, Mercury and Jupiter, but it can just mean prone to getting things out of proportion. Or whether it's the things that you say or do or somebody else does to you, you need to understand that understanding and knowing your limitations is a good thing. And here's your Wednesday stars. There's a lovely energy between the Sun and Uranus, and for you as a Taurean, this can be exceptional when it comes to work and business matters. Well, especially the professional you. If you want to learn something new, then embrace new technology. Embrace those things that have been invented to make your life a doddle. It will increase your productivity and make you a person that everybody wants, because you can do things that makes you far ahead of your time. And here's your Thursday stars. Well, this is massive, it's huge, and it's an eclipse, and it falls in your 10th house of career and ambition. You need to read this up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Read about the 10th house, because over the next 6 months, things are gonna change, and I mean big time. Your whole ambitions will alter. So much so that you can strive towards success and achieve something that was beyond your wildest dreams but a few days ago. And here's your Friday stars. Because of yesterday's massive eclipse in your 10th house of career, the Venus-Saturn aspect got lost, but it's there. And the reason why it's such a good aspect is it stabilizes things. It can stabilize money matters, your love life. So many things can be brought under control by Saturn. So what with the eclipse altering and changing the whole direction of your life, Venus and Saturn brings it a certain amount of stability.